The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, broadcaster and presenter of the Bellissimo Files podcast and News Talk's own Sue Murphy. Recommendations of what to watch. We've got a lot of good stuff to get through. Say Nothing, Gladiator 2. I'm a Celeb is back. But we're going to start with the new season of Bad Sisters. Take a little listen.
After everything that happened, things are finally looking up.
Right, Ian!
Do you ever think about what we did?
I killed my husband. We are all involved in this.
We covered up a murder.
The world's better off without her. Even the Pope would say that.
So a lot to live up to now. Season 2, season 1. This on Disney... Apple TV. This is hugely successful. Sharon Horgan's show, full of Irish talent.
And like, not just hugely successful on this side of the world.
Oh yes, yeah,
all over the world. Like nominated for Emmys, Critics' Choice, BAFTAs, you name it, they got it. And season 1 was so good that I went, as much as I want a season 2, please don't do it because you're going to taint season 1. What do I know? What am I talking about? Sharon Horgan knows what she's doing. This is phenomenal.
Is it?
It is so...
I haven't seen the first season. So I actually went back and watched it. Sorry, you're looking at your face. It's just like, what? So what happened was I became the test subject once again for everyone because I had two babies. So I had no life for about 3 years where I did not watch any TV. So I missed Bad Sisters. So I watched the first episode of season 2 and did not have a clue what was going on. I didn't know.
You need to.
You really need to go back. You don't jump into this in the second season. So I've gone back and I understand what's happened now and I understand all
and
the people
And have they killed someone else or what? What's the premise?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say this. What I am going to say is that we all know that Grace's husband, JP, accidentally died in the first... In the first series, right? And in this
That's
one,
not a giveaway either.
No, that's you know that from the beginning.
I was straight into it in episode
but
one.
This one is, you start watching episode one, you go, oh my gosh, look at this. They're all happy. Life's going... This isn't a spoiler. Grace is getting married. Life is really good. And then you get to the end of episode one and go, and here it is. Here it comes. And just when you think you know what's going to happen, every episode they throw you off the scent. So I'm not going to tell you anything about this, just to say that the Garvey sisters are up to it again. There's a lot of secrets, a lot of twists and turns. I was watching the final episode downstairs. I was telling my husband I was working because this is work, right? And he was upstairs working really hard and he was like, why were you just constantly laughing downstairs? I said, because the final episode has some really funny laugh out loud moments, but it's also quite dark. It's also quite funny. It's really Irish without being that, you know, kitsch, twee Irish. It's so good. And Fiona Shaw joins as Angelica, Roger's sister.
Oh,
and
good.
You cannot stand her. And she plays her so, so well. I cannot talk highly enough about this. The only thing is you won't be able to binge it like I did. You are going to have to watch it weekly. So two episodes dropped yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then I think this is genius. The finale drops Christmas Day.
Oh, who's going to watch that?
Everybody. Once they're finished, I think
they're
it's
not.
Genius.
They're not.
No, I don't know. I'll be watching EastEnders on Christmas Day anyway.
Why do you do that to yourself?
Every Christmas. And I actually don't watch EastEnders during the year. I start reading all the stories in December. I know it's coming up and then I watch it. And I just cannot wait.
The TV on Christmas Day thing, it is weird.
What?
Because
it's so cold in this country.
Yeah, no.
You don't watch TV on Christmas Day?
No, I don't watch TV on Christmas Day.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do? Christmas
evening.
You just
engage with like the people in your life who are there to share Christmas with you.
They're not.
And EastEnders isn't.
Yeah, not that episode.
No, I just don't get it.
Anyway, I'd be amazed if more than 1,000 people watched the Bad Sisters finale on Christmas Day itself.
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's reconvene next year and let's chat about it.
All right, well, we're not going to get figures. Apple TV don't tell us how many people watch the things. Anyway, the first season was brilliant. So lots of people will be looking forward to that.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Let me ask you about Say Nothing. So would you believe... I started reading this last night. Completely independent of the fact that it's coming out in Disney Plus.
You didn't know it was coming.
Now, maybe the person who told me to read it, they told me to read it because it was in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. It's just,
So, yeah.
Because I hadn't heard about the book.
Had you not?
No, I hadn't heard about it. Like, I knew there was a book about this, sorry, but I didn't know it's called Say Nothing. I didn't know it was by the author.
Patrick Radden Keefe. Yeah.
And it's just, I have a bit of a difficulty with this. So Say Nothing is based on the Jean McConville story. Jean McConville, who was a single mother, had 10 children, was accused of being an informant by the IRA and disappeared and was never seen again. A tragic story in the north. But this, they kind of did a kind of an oral project where they spoke to people around her mm-hmm. case. So it starts off in the first episode with the disappearance of Jean McConville. I found this very difficult to watch. I mean, these guys go in and they take her out of her like flat in front of her kids. And her child goes down. One of her kids are like, why, if you're just going to talk to her, why can't I go with you? And he goes down to the van and they literally tell him to go get lost. And they just close the van. And that's the last that her children ever saw of her. It's a very difficult intro. The intro's straight in there. And then you learn about Dolores. I always say Dolores. I always call her Dolores. Dolores Price. And her involvement with the IRA and how she got involved. She came from a staunch IRA house. I'm talking about the series here now, but obviously it's based on her true story. Her parents were staunchly Republican. They were involved with the IRA and she became involved with the IRA. And they talk about some of the heists that she would have put. Now, I've got to the stage where I don't want to give too much of it away because the stories are kind of intertwined.
Mm.
So you're kind of brought through the Jean McConville thing and then you're brought through.
Is this a documentary or is this actors?
This is actors. It's fiction.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, the difficulty I have with it is it glamorizes this a little bit. You know, so the Dolores, you can't but become infatuated with the idea of Dolores and her story and her sister. I can't remember what her sister's name is. I think it's Maeve or Marvin or something like that. Maeve, I think. And she kind of ends up with her and they end up going to do these heists and they go like, you know, they're reporting to Jerry Adams, who has said before and said again, I'm not involved with the IRA. And it comes up at the end of every single episode, he's not involved with the IRA. But it talks about D Company. It talks about all of the things that happened in that at that time. But she kind of seems like this really cool character. And you're just like, I don't know if I want to believe that being involved with the IRA was cool. You know, this was, and now, don't get me wrong, when they touch on some of the Jean McConville thing, they're interviewing some of these people. And Tom Vaughan Lauder plays one of the guys in there. He plays Dark, who's one of the guys who's involved at D Company. And they talk to him in later life. He obviously stumbles over the Jean story and he finds it difficult to talk about. So I feel like they're setting us up to be, oh yeah, this was all great, until it gets to the point where it's not. So I haven't got to the end of it yet. I'm on episode 4 and I do think at some point this is all going to come crumbling down around them. It's not an easy watch. I can imagine for people who grew up in the north and knew the situation, it's not an easy watch. It's very visual.
See, is that part of your kind of squeamishness, though, is that because it's close to us? If this was kind of somewhere else in the world, it'd be like, this is great, it's based on the true story, it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. They're kind of this mad kind of vigilante terrorist group in Mexico. Well, hey, it's all great fun.
Yeah.
But now it's because it's an hour and a half up the road. It's like, ugh, kind of uneasy about this.
Like, you're aware of the people involved.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a queasiness to it. I found it difficult to watch. I really did. But Dolores, I went off and read about her afterwards. Like, what an interesting character. Like, married Stephen Ray, like, was involved in him for like 23 years.
Mm.
Was involved with the Old Bailey bombing. Like, it's an unbelievable story. Absolutely, you should bring that to a screen. It's so interesting. But I wonder, does it just glamorize it a little bit?
I'm going to finish the book first, though, anyway.
Yeah, excitement on his face. Oh, he's watching this on Christmas Day.
I don't want to put people off.
But I want to read the book first.
There was a single mother who was taken out of her home in front of her kids. That's not, you know, it's not.
Should it have been, would you have coped with it better if it was a movie? Is it the fact that it's so long in a series?
No, I don't know. I still think I have a problem. I think I have a problem because it's like they're jokey and it's like, oh, I've gone against Jerry now and he's not going to be happy about that. And it's all kind of a bit jokey and you're like,
but that's probably realistic, like, you know, isn't
it? Yeah, no, absolutely.
I doubt the people who kidnapped Jean McConville were kind of sulking about it for the rest of their lives.
I mean, we probably have this, idea that these people never enjoyed themselves and they never had a good time and they never went out or had a drink or anything. You know, we always think about it like Northern Ireland being over, like this just doom and gloom in this era. And that's probably not the case. People still were going around living their lives, but it's just a, like, there's one scene in particular actually where they're chasing Dark. The British soldiers are on, they've caught him. They know it's him. They're running after him, but you know he's involved with D Company. And there's a kid reading a comic in the street and he runs past and all the British Army soldiers run past and the kid just looks up and then just looks back into the comic. Like, if this is just day and age, can you imagine? You just be like, what the hell is going on? So it's interesting, but it's...
It's on Disney Plus?
Disney Plus, yeah, it's 10 episodes.
Gladiator 2.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone. It's all Irish movies and shows this week.
It's so good to see, though, that the Irish are doing so well, like punching well above their weight. A tiny little country, and we've got Paul Mescal leading Gladiator 2.
Yeah. If you don't, is that the best thing you can say about it?
No. Okay. So the way I need to review this.
We love him.
Yeah.
I know there's
we love Paul. Paul's amazing. I do Paul's have great.
To, I do have to
don't
say,
watch this movie. Mammy Paul is great.
Okay. You're both probably going to kill me for this, but I haven't seen the original.
Oh, no, I knew you were going to say that. I'd like to go to leave now.
Serena.
And if you're like me and you haven't seen the original, you don't need to because there's a lovely catch me up in the opening credits,
just,
right?
No, just go watch the original.
So it's animated and you go, I sat next, the person sitting next to me, I said to him, do I need to see the, like, has that basically told me what happened number one?
Yep.
So if you don't want to see number one, you can watch this. So I think I'm... When I review this, know that I haven't watched the original, right? So, because I give this a great review. I think it is epic. Basically, Paul Mescal is back
as... seen the original.
Well, he's back as Lucius and his home has been conquered by the emperors, the Roman emperors, and now he ends up at the Colosseum where he has to fight for his life and for his people. I just felt like, and a lot of other people, not just me, so people who have seen the first one really enjoyed this too, and they said it's Ridley back at his finest. Paul, now look, I think people are getting too excited when they're going, he's going to be nominated for an Oscar, because Russell won the Oscar for this role. The original did take out 5 Oscars. I don't think this will. It may for cinematic effects and stuff. It is a bit gory. Like
the
I was sitting,
the original was.
Oh my gosh, it's a bit too gory. Now this goes for 2.5 hours. I walked in going, I'm already going to hate it. It's too long. I didn't feel the 2.5 hours. I thought it all moved along really well. Denzel Washington looks like he's having an absolute ball.
Yeah.
I thought this was a bit of fun. I thought this was what cinema used to be, and before AI completely takes over. I think this may be one of the last times we see a movie like this on the big screen. And I think if you're going to see it on the biggest screen possible. I really enjoyed it without having seen number one.
I can quote whole sections of one. No problem.
Can you?
Oh, my gosh. My name is Maximus Decimus.
There's only about 10 lines in the movie.
So no, there
is. It's not that big a boast. There's actually very little dialogue. There's very little dialogue.
And look, if you are a fan.
Famously, I think the script is like 10 pages long or something. The original script of Gladiator. It got longer in rewrites. But the original script, there's a story about the original Gladiator script being about 10 or 15 pages.
Yeah. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
But look, if you do want to see the original, you can rent it on Prime Video. So if you want to be caught up. But if you don't and you want to see this, as I said, you can get caught up in the opening credits.
Or I can reenact it all for you.
Gladiator 2, it is in cinemas.
Tomorrow.
Friday.
Two and a half hours.
All right, listen, we're just out of time, but I do want to mention, because I said we'd talk about it, I'm a Celeb. It's back. Yeah. Colleen. Maura Higgins.
Why is she going in? Maura hasn't been confirmed, but I reckon she might
be one of the drop-in Celebs. Yeah.
There's usually two drop-ins.
She'll do well.
I think she will. And Colleen Rooney, rumoured to be the highest paid along with Nigel Farage at £1.5 million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.